All right, we're going to get started, Mike, if that's okay with you.
That is okay with me. No worries. We can get going.
Excellent. Well, this is Joe Gallia, President of Member Solutions, and I'm here today with Mike Dolpes. And if you've been to a Member Solutions webinar before, you probably already know Mike. He's helped us out quite a bit over the last few years. For those of you that are new, I'll take this time to tell you a little bit about Mike. He started his first martial arts school about 12 years ago. Is that correct, Mike?
That's correct, sir.
And this was just about 6 months out of high school, and which is certainly an interesting situation. I'm sure at that point you've kind of been on a roller coaster ride of massive learning of what works and what doesn't work. And I know since your school was with Member Solutions that you had quite a bit of success. But then over the last couple of years, you've kind of gone out and gotten involved in doing consulting and helping all sorts of businesses. And in 2008, you had launched the Martial Arts Business Secret Society for single independent school operators. And I know as well that that has been going extremely well. And you've really been dedicating pretty much full time to it. But I also know that you have gotten into quite a bit of writing. I particularly love the book Motion Before Motivation. I mean, the title really gets across the purpose of the book, and I think the concept is extremely important. And I know that it did really well with Amazon as soon as it was released. And you also have written The Success Secret That Never Fails that actually Brian Tracy himself has also endorsed. So you've been quite busy, and I think even one time I was in the car and I heard you on the radio since we share the same home state in New Hampshire. You've done.
Oh, did you really? You tuned in, huh?
I tuned in. So that was kind of cool because up here in New Hampshire, you know, great information like that doesn't really come as often, and I know that has been quite helpful to a lot of the businesses up here to get involved with different radio broadcasts like that. So it's awesome, and we're excited to have you here today to discuss how to get some leads and new students. And I'm particularly curious about the concept, because it's something that I am not too familiar with. So why don't you tell us a little bit about the event, and we'll all start to learn.
Yeah, you know, it's a pretty simple – and, Joe, thanks for that introduction, by the way, and it's always a pleasure. You know, it's been a few years now since, you know, I've been doing some teleseminars for you guys. I always appreciate the opportunities and to come on and share. And especially, you know, if they are interesting topics. So it's always great to be working with you guys. And, you know, over the years, I've learned a lot from you and Jeff and Dina and Kathy, everybody on the staff that I've been able to work with over the last few years. So certainly do appreciate that. But yeah, squeeze pages, you know, pretty much, I mean, we can probably keep this call pretty simple, this teleseminar, because this is really a simple concept. So there's definitely no need to complicate it. No need to for me to, you know, bloviate on and on about it, because, again, it really is very simple. So what we'll do is we'll go over some of the key concepts of squeeze pages, and here's what's really cool about this. What's really cool about squeeze pages is just what you just said. You said, hey, you know, I don't really know too much about that, you know, so I'm interested in learning. And, you know, and that's what's really neat, is because as a martial arts school owner, chances are that your competition doesn't really know that much about squeeze pages either. And let me just say one thing. The Martial Arts Business Secret Society was almost built totally on the back of one squeeze page. So that should tell you something right there. But listen, here's the thing with squeeze pages. Like I said, they're overly simple. And the good news is, again, your competition probably not using them, because they're often overlooked. I mean, they live sort of in the direct response marketing world. They kind of live in the internet marketing world. Now, like kind of in the big internet marketing world, all those internet marketing gurus, I mean, they kind of use these things to the point of almost, you know, playing them out. But it's always good, you know, when you're in a small local business or local market, you know, like a local martial arts school, you know, we're using these, you know, for your school. Again, no other, it's probably no other business in your area is even using these things. So basically, here's what squeeze pages are. So we'll go through the key points. But, and I'm going to follow this handout. You know, keep it simple. You know, I'm going to follow this handout. And this handout pretty much does cover everything that we pretty much said that we would cover. So I do believe in a little truth in advertising. So, and Joe, anytime you want to interject, I mean, please, you know, it's always good to have an open discussion. So anytime, just let me know if you want to interject. So squeeze pages, basically what they are is there's just a standalone page. They're up on the internet by themselves, and there's no other options on these squeeze pages. They just sit there by themselves, one page. Now, it doesn't have to be like one domain name, although you can do that. I mean, you can have, you know, like Joe's Martial Arts could literally be, that could be the only page for that, you know, for that whole thing, you know, for that whole URL. There's not to be any other pages, no other links, no other tabs. Or, you know, your squeeze page could be a subdomain, like a subdirectory. That would, what I mean by that is, you know, Joe's Martial Arts / whatever. I mean, that could be a squeeze page.
So you're saying, Mike, that basically if I had, you know, my regular school website was joesmartialarts.com, I could, in effect, put a squeeze page on joesmartialarts.com/, you know, squeeze page.
Whatever, yeah. It's usually going to be something relevant to the top. So, for instance, we've done squeeze pages for one of my clients right now. We do squeeze pages for free video training. He's an MMA school, so their program lends itself very well to video training. So, for instance, on one of his squeeze pages is /free. So when he puts that in his marketing, now all of a sudden it's /free. It's kind of enticing, and it's perfect. You know, it's truth in advertising, because when you go there, you can literally get a free 3-part video course. I'm going to explain that in a second as we go. But so basically, you know, it can be any subdomain that pretty much offers something. So we've done them for reports. So /report. You know, if you're offering a report, and we'll get that in a second, we'll tie it all together. You know, it can be for a special event. I mean, you guys have the event manager, right? So that's an example of a squeeze page, believe it or not.
Right.
It's doing one thing. See, the thing with the squeeze page is it's totally focused on one thing. And
you mentioned that it doesn't, there wouldn't necessarily be anything else on the page, but does that mean that you wouldn't have links from it to go somewhere else that you kind of go and stay, or how did that work?
You wouldn't stay. You're either gonna take an action, and we'll go through and fill in the blanks. On a squeeze page, you're either gonna take an action, or you're gonna go in your URL bar and you're gonna just go somewhere else. That's really what you're gonna do on a squeeze page. So squeeze pages are standalone. Go fill in the blanks. Squeeze pages are standalone websites, and they have no other links. Okay, no other links. I mean, they may have your contact information, but they don't even, it's not even in the contact us tab. The only reason why it even has contact information is to make people feel good. Now, what I mean by that is make people feel good is that they know it's not some shady site, you know. So if you look at any of my squeeze pages, you know, on the bottom is all my hours, my office, my freaking home address too, you know. I don't hide from anybody. So again, what is that there for? It's just there to say, okay, there's real people behind this website. This is just not some shady thing. This is a real legitimate website. Here's all the contact information, you know, copyright information. But you're absolutely right. There's no other links. There's no other actions to take except, again, this goes into the next fill in the blank. The sole purpose of a squeeze page is to literally collect contact information. So then the next question would become, like, you know, how does it do that? But that's the sole purpose of a squeeze page, is to literally just collect contact information, you know, of your visitor, you know. So it's relevant, all right? So that's really the bottom line of the squeeze page and the only reason the squeeze page actually exists. So what's going to happen, going back to your question, either somebody is going to just go back into their URL, you know, their address bar, and they're going to say, okay, I'm not going to take the action this page is asking for. I'm just not interested. Or they're going to literally say, hey, I am interested in this. I am interested in getting what this offer is. So when I say there's nothing else on it, really what I mean, there's no other there's no other actions for someone to take. So, yeah, there's going to be a lot of stuff on it. I mean, there could be a lot of words on it. In some cases, there could be videos on it. Actually, I encourage people to do videos on their squeeze pages. I've done videos on squeeze pages before. And there's a good reason to do videos on squeeze page because, again, it's just one little page and you can make a personal connection. So the actions that people are going to take are just based on the relevancy of what they're looking for. So, for instance, let's just use the martial arts school example, and let's just say, you know, again, it's Joe's Martial Arts. What we know about people searching on the internet for martial arts is that some of them are interested, some of them are interested right now, and some of them are information gathering. Okay, this is, you know, years ago, the same person who said, maybe I'll go flip open the yellow pages. You know, but now they go on the website. So, you know, if you're doing the right internet marketing, your website comes up for these particular keywords. Now, let's just say it's, you know, one of your squeeze pages. And if it's a kids program, and I'm not going to go into keywords because that's not what this teleseminar is about. Let's just say it's, you know, kids martial arts classes in Tilton, New Hampshire, right? So now all of a sudden that page is going to be relevant. You know, if you're looking for information on kids martial arts classes in Tilton, New Hampshire, I'm not going to go through the exact text of what would be on it, but it's relevant to that. And then, you know, I may go, say it's for their free report, informational report. This is one that I've done in the past. I may have a video or just have words that says, you know, before you make a decision about martial arts classes for your child, if you put your name and email in this box below, I'll send you a free informational report, The 7 Mistakes Most Parents Make When Choosing a Martial Arts School That Can Undermine Their Child's Precious Self-Esteem. So now for someone who's looking to choose a martial arts school, that gets their attention, you know, if they're searching for those terms. I've done some in the past for birthday parties, free birthday parties. You know, some schools were struggling for leads. So I said, you know, why don't we just do free? Why not offer free birthday parties? Well, I don't know if I can do that. Well, would you rather have, like, you know, 15 people in your school on a Saturday? Or would you rather just, you know, not have 15 people in your school on a Saturday? Let me think. Okay, I'll do free birthday parties. So we've done some squeeze pages that are totally by themselves. That's just, you know, our Joe's Martial Arts / birthday. I've had some clients who actually literally bought their town, you know, website, their town name, kids' birthdays, and it's one page that says, hey, lucky you. You know, you, because you're on this page, you get a free birthday party, no joke. And you may have some testimonials, you may have some videos, you may have literally you in your martial arts uniform explaining. So you're building trust. You got to build trust with squeeze pages too. But that's an example of a squeeze page. Now people are saying, oh, I'll take the free birthday party. They put my information in, maybe pick a date. And then that school owner will get the lead, you know, for the report, we'll get the lead for the birthday party, you know, for the MMA school who's doing the videos, you know, they'll say, hey, you know, Joe Smith just got your 3-part video course. Well, that tells you he's interested, you know. What else is cool about squeeze pages is you can link them to other marketing. That same client I was telling you about with the MMA school, he's getting ready to do a TV commercial. And, you know, the website that's going to show up in his TV commercial is not his main website with all the different options, but is only his squeeze page. Because he'd rather have people go to that site because now he pays, you know, a good chunk for that TV advertising. Now they go to his squeeze page and now they're his lead forever. He doesn't have to advertise on TV to get them anymore. He can stay in contact with them forever until they say, hey, you know, get lost, leave me alone, or come join his school. So that's really, you know, that's what's exciting about squeeze pages is it really can give you that extra kind of little ace up your sleeve, you know, if you do it right. So, you know, you basically have your text, you have your keywords, and I also recommend a video on a squeeze page as well. Now, video is pretty simple, you know, flip cameras or even, you know, even webcams that are plugged into your, you know, laptop or whatever. I mean, it's really simple to get video online now. You know, YouTube if you want. You just got to be careful with YouTube because ultimately once you upload it, you don't own it anymore. But I haven't had any problems with YouTube. But it's really easy to get video on your squeeze page. It's very simple. But
so you'd have
doing video. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So you'd have, Mike, you'd have supporting actions, but really the squeeze page, the objective is really to force a single action. Like everything drives to this one action that you want to accomplish on that squeeze page.
Yeah, because the old rule in marketing and sales is what? You know, if you confuse them, you lose them. So the idea is to certainly, yes, you know, drive, get one action and that's it. Keep it, you know, keep it simple, sir, you know, whatever, however that goes, right? Keep it simple, salesman. just, yeah, exactly right. One action. Now again, that doesn't say you turn all your web, you know, you get your whole website, you turn it into a bunch of squeeze page. Here's what happens. You know, when someone goes to a squeeze page, then they can be forwarded to a more informational page. I'll give you an example. But there's one more blank here as we're going, if you guys are following, but it was about video before I get to that. Video, when doing video on a squeeze page, you just got to be very, very personable. Don't worry about lighting and, you know, and music. You know, you just be very personal. You know, so if I'm doing a video for that free pre-report for kids, I'm going to say, hey, my name is Mike Dalpies, and I always do that. I always say, hey, I don't know why I do that. My name is Mike Dalpies, and I've had a martial arts school here in Tilton. I don't have a martial arts school here in Tilton, but I've had a martial arts school here in Tilton for the last 10 years. And, you know, what really prides me most is seeing my students really make progress. And what I've noticed, you know, is they have to start somewhere. You know, I'm not just – this is off the cuff, right? So I might scrap that whole thing. What I'm getting at is, you know, if you're looking for a martial arts school in Tilton, you know, I've been doing this for 10 years, and I've dealt with a lot of parents. And what I know is that it's important to educate yourself in the process of choosing a school. So I don't want you to make a decision to come join my school. I want you to just be educated. That's why I put this report together about the 7 mistakes some parents make when choosing a martial arts school. These mistakes can undermine your child's precious self-esteem. This is a consumer report, totally free. All you have to do is put your name and email right in that box below. And that's how I might do the video for that. Does that make sense? You know, just really simple, you know, kind of like a – you know, it's like the dating world, right? I mean, you know, what do you want to do? You know, what I do with my wife, you know, with your wife. You know, the first thing you did was strike up a conversation. You know, you didn't show up and propose marriage. And that's what a squeeze page is. Just a conversation. And it goes tied totally into human nature. So you're just trying to start a dialogue. So then what happens on a squeeze page, they put their name and email in that box. Now, I violated the rule. A lot of the internet marketing gurus, they'll tell you, they'll say, oh, you know, you can't collect any other information on a squeeze page, or else you'll get, you know, you won't get as much response. Maybe that's true. Maybe if you just go for name and email, you'll get more response. But I've had clients, or I do phone call follow-up every once in a while I just put it on my schedule to do it because it's just the right thing to do, you know, when you have a small business. So I do phone call follow-up, and I had several, but notably, one person that probably spent about $6,000 with me over the course of the year because they went to a squeeze page and put their phone number in as well. And when I made that follow-up phone call, they said, oh, yeah, I want to do that. And, you know, so anyway, these can be very powerful.
The other side of that, too, right, Mike, is the fact that if you do ask for the phone number and you get it, then you actually have more qualified leads.
You do, right.
Because the person who puts their phone number in, obviously, you know, is a little bit more serious than someone who's just grabbing it. And if you end up with hundreds of the other one, you might not be able to follow up and even find, you know, the diamonds in the rough, so to speak, right?
Right, yeah. So you can go for the phone number. Like I said, the internet marketing gurus will tell you that, you know, you're gonna depress response if you go for phone numbers on squeeze pages and any other physical information. You know, I know that I want to hedge against as much as possible. So when I'm, you know, working with my clients or I'm, you know, in the process of recruiting clients or students or whatever, my goal is to collect in a good way, not in an arm-twisting way, as much information as I can to get the permission to market to them and to have them kind of on my list, not on somebody else's. Now, have them go from, you know, from what I mean, from their searching, now they get there, like the TV commercial example. You know, he paid good, you know, he's going to pay good money for that spot. But once they go to his squeeze page, now, you know, he can follow up with them. As long as he's diligent about it, as long as he's nice about it, as long as he's fun about it, entertaining about it, he's got something good to say, you can, you know, follow up with email marketing, direct mail, telemarketing, the whole thing. And like I said, as long as you just, you know, do it in a friendly way, it's going to be productive. So getting back to where they would go after the squeeze page is, you know, they would then be forwarded. So once someone puts their name and email in that box, or name and email and phone number in that box, they just get forwarded onto a more detailed page. So in the case of the MMA video course, or the case of the kids report, or in the case of the birthday party, right, they get forwarded now to another page that is now more detailed information about a program. So if they're looking for a kids report and we just ask for a name and email, what we know is they're interested in the kids program. So now what we do is we set that up to forward them onto our longer detailed kids page. Now that may live as a separate link or a separate click on our main page, right? That may live on our hub with the click button that says, you know, children's programs. So now we just forward them right to that children's program page. And what we know about them is they were looking for the report. So obviously they're probably interested in more detailed information. So now that page can now talk to them about, hey, well, let me tell you about my kids program. You know, we focus on this, 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 and this. Maybe there's a video there. Maybe there's testimonials there. And then there's an offer. Well, hey, if you want to try it, here's what you get. And all you have to do is fill in the rest of your information, basically. So if you look at the internet marketing world, how a lot of those guys, you know, kind of made money selling things on the internet was squeeze pages for basic rapport and then sending their visitors onto a more detailed page where they're literally going to make a sale for a product, you know, a book or whatever they're selling, you know. That's kind of where I got the model from, looking, studying the internet marketing. People say, okay, this is how they do it. How does this apply to a martial arts school? How does it apply to a service business? Well, here's how it applies. We're not selling anything, but now we just want to get them to give us their complete information and take us up on an offer. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Okay. So that's kind of what happens on the back end of the squeeze page. Like I said, it's a very simple concept, you know, as well. So this is basically, you know, you can set up as many. They're like little hooks, like little fishing, you know, fishing lines that are. No, that's probably the wrong word for the internet, right? Because fishing has a negative connotation on the internet. But they're just like little hooks out there on the internet. And again, you know, you get one, you know, two in a week went to your birthday party page. Great, you know, two in a week, three or four in a week went to your kids report. You know, five went to your MMA thing. You know, six went to the women's, you know, thing or whatever. And even when you have, you know, special events like you guys know, I mean, those are, in a way, they're squeeze pages too. You know, so that's how you look at it. Just one page, one thing. You know, you're not doing anything else on this page. And like I said, they apply to special events. They apply to, you know, just kind of little lead generators, if you will, online, all kind of things. And that's what happens. Now, the easiest way to drive traffic or get people to a squeeze page, even if you don't know anything about, you know, search engines, I really don't know much about search engines. I know, you know, you blog, you know, you do some meta tags, and you know, I have somebody else that, you know, kind of helps me out with that stuff, but I'm not like a search engine expert or anything like that. But Google AdWords is pretty easy to learn. And you can put a squeeze page up, you know, like tomorrow, and like by the end of the day, you probably will get some clicks, you know, because you can just go buy AdWords. You can literally buy traffic to it, and it'll show up pretty high on those search terms. And that's like the fastest way to get people over to a squeeze page. Just you get, you know, the squeeze page gets put up, and then all of a sudden you can literally buy Google AdWords, and that can be while you're working on your, you know, your search engine strategy or, you know, your TV commercial, whatever, you know. But that's the easiest way to just get people right over is through pay per click marketing. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
So, like I said, it's a very simple concept, you know, because basically what you're doing is just, like I said, putting up one simple page and then just literally making it relevant to what people are searching for. Now, why is it something people should pay attention to? Well, mainly because, you know, again, you know, you and I fit into a certain demographic. I fit into a certain demographic. We both have kids, you know. We're actively searching. Like my kids, they got their first music lesson on Saturday. Now, while it was really hard to find anybody on these, now this is kind of the lesson for the music school, I guess, you know, pardon the pun. but we ended up having to find it through word of mouth because they really weren't hitting the right keywords. You know, we were searching, you know, music schools, music teachers, you know, Lakes Region, and they wouldn't come up, but this place happens to be right in the next town over, you know. But anyway, maybe we should barter. but what I mean is, like, you know, you go to the internet looking for things is what I'm getting at. I go to the internet looking for things. Everybody's, you know, all my clients, you know, their students, you know, go to the internet looking for things, you know. And it's just, you know, just exploding more and more. So just more and more reason to just tighten up your internet marketing strategy, you know? Is it going to be, like, the next best thing? I don't know. Is it going to be, you know, responsible for, you know, all the students coming to your door? Probably shouldn't be. You know, you need to diversify, right? But, you know, just one little thing out, you know, one other extra thing out there that literally can, like I said, give you that ace up your sleeve. Because people are, like, literally searching. So there's ways to, you know, to market your squeeze pages so they come up in the searches and how they're relevant to what people are searching. I mean, if I'm searching for this music school in the Lakes region and this page pops up that says, you know, oh, great, you're searching for a music school in the Lakes region, you know, here's, you know, seven things you need to know or whatever, you know, here's, you know, just something that's kind of relevant to me. And that's, you know, once you dig deeper and you figure out what people are searching for, it's easy to figure out what's relevant to them.
Let me just do a quick summary, make sure that I understand.
Yeah, that would be good.
And then I'm going to point out a couple of things that I thought were pretty interesting that I've kind of learned and you reminded me today. So I guess if I wanted to have a squeeze page, which, you know, it sounds to me that you absolutely should have one. You should have multiple squeeze pages, in fact. You could either a lower cost method of implementing this would be to do a subpage under your already paid for domain. So if I have joesmartialarts.com, then I want to have a backslash and then whatever the squeeze page is. And I might have one for summer camps, and I might have one for birthday parties, and I might have one for, you know, women's self-defense. But I'm trying to pinpoint a specific target. I want a specific target to find a specific squeeze page so that I can have interaction with them and hopefully get a desired result. My other alternative is that if I want to spend a little bit of dollars, I might have something like Joe's Martial Arts Women's Self-Defense Systems.com. You probably wouldn't have anything that long. But I could actually go and get a domain name, which, you know, is more meaningful to, say, the Google and Yahoo guys, because my domain name itself is specific to the target audience. So I might get a better result.
Right. Take the birthday party example, you know, kids' birthday parties in Tilton.com, you know.
Right.
That would have a meaningful answer. Yep.
If I'm understanding that, is that correct?
No, yeah, and you know, it's good that we have the dialogue, you know, because, like I said, it's an overly simple topic, so it's actually good that we just, you know, summarize and bring some other key points out from your end. It's going to be more powerful for listeners. So, yeah, what else did you observe? And
I purposely did not Google it before the call because I wanted to go through and kind of be in everyone's shoes. You know, and I guess here's an interesting thing that I think clients should know, and maybe some do, some don't. I learned recently, as you know, Mike, I work from my home in New Hampshire, and our main headquarters is in Jenkintown, Pennsylvania, which is just outside of Philadelphia, which I am down there a few times a month. And when I am working, because of all the security stuff that we have to go through as a company of our size, I have to VPN into our office. And when I'm VPN'd in, I'm actually utilizing the internet of our Philadelphia office. So one day I was, I don't know, looking for restaurants or something. I can't really remember. I think that's what it was. But I did some kind of a search. Now I was expecting stuff back in, you know, my area, and I was actually getting Philadelphia results, and it wasn't until I kind of realized the fact that, oh, wait a minute, I'm here, but I'm really there, and I was getting this stuff. So it made me think, oh, my God, the Google guys and Yahoo and all those other search engines, they know where I am based on the IP address of where my search is coming from, and then they're using that information to provide me, their customer, with the best possible response.
Relevancy.
So if I'm somebody in Tilton, New Hampshire, and I put in martial arts school, even if I left off Lakes region, there's a good chance that Google is going to say, all right, well, this guy's from the Lakes region. Let me give him the best response we could give him based on that information, which is very powerful, right? I mean, I didn't realize that they had gotten that to that level. So then
yeah, there's Google Maps. That you know, that you're kind of, you know, what you said kind of has a good lead into Google Maps, because the maps are totally local.
Exactly. So then I started thinking about the fact that, wow, you know, if a client could get their existing students, you know, give them a reason to visit their website a lot, in essence, it would be similar IP addresses to their prospects, and Google would say, hey, you know,
right.
just doing a search from this area, I see a lot of traffic from this IP address to this website.
All the more reason to have a blog.
And there you go, right? And that's this kind of stuff I've been learning. So when you were talking about the squeeze page and thinking, wow, you know, maybe that's an argument for within the same domain name, because there'll be a lot of traffic from existing students on that, whereas if it's separate, you're really only around prospect traffic as opposed to student traffic as well. Am I thinking right from that perspective?
Yeah, you know, you're absolutely right. You know, getting back, you can go as crazy as, like, for instance, if you have a site and you have a couple different hosting accounts and they're all linked, that's going to supposedly help your search engine ranking. But
right.
This may not sound like the best piece of advice, but here's the truth, though. The truth is, in your local market, especially with martial arts schools, when you put some of this in place, the truth is good enough is good enough. And that's why when I came up front, you know, when I came up front, when we first talked about some of the key points we were going to cover, yeah, it can happen on autopilot, because once you put up the three or four pages and you just maybe do a little tweaks here and there, you're absolutely right. Everything you just said, the relevancy, the local, it can literally run on autopilot, because people are going to search to an extent regardless. I mean, think when the Karate Kid movie comes out, you know, when that generates interest, when Jaden Smith and Jackie Chan are making their rounds. I predict they would, because they both got a lot of star power, and I predict they would, you know, make the rounds. You know, when, you know, Jet Li does a movie or something like that, you know, it's very rare you're going to see him, like, on, you know, Good Morning America or Today Show or something like that. But I think Jet Li and Jaden Smith are going to make the rounds. And just, you know, just picture, you know, just what you just said. Now all of a sudden you get that traffic going to the squeeze page, and even if they're not ready to do martial arts right then and there, you collect the prospect. You have a good email follow-up system. You have good, you know, just good marketing overall. You can market to those people for a lot cheaper than what it would cost you to go advertise for them. You know, does that make sense?
Absolutely. And it's a very dynamic world online, and there's so much opportunity. Sometimes it can be a bit overwhelming. But I think, you know, sticking to some very basic points sometimes is a great strategy. And, squeeze pages is definitely a very good strategy, because, you know, we in martial arts, we have a lot of different points to a lot of different people. It's not like we're just focusing in on, you know, just kids. You know, we're kids, we're teenagers, and everybody wants different things. You know, women want different things than men, and parents are looking for different things for their kids. So yeah, you know, I mean, I definitely see that there's a huge advantage there to that. And, you know, the information you provided certainly gives you a good start in how to start setting these things up. I'd like to invite some questions. I know that, you know, I was pretty ignorant before the call, so I know I asked probably a bunch of what other people might have been thinking. But if there's anything that I missed that you might have a question on, I invite you to use the bottom portion of your web screen and just submit a question, or feel free to just ask it verbally.
Yeah, if anyone has questions, it'd be cool to take them for sure.
Yeah, I often ask a lot, so, which is, you know, I do try to cover what other people might be thinking as well.
No, you might have covered, you know, some of their questions already. And, you know, like I said, coming into this, it is a relatively simple concept, you know, it, you know, beyond the basics that I went through. I mean, there's a few more things, but not much, really. The rest is all just little details, you know.
Let's do this, you know, because I think people are pretty excited about it, and certainly will at some point sit down and start thinking about their squeeze pages. They'll probably get into a point where, I can't believe I should have asked this question. What might be a way for someone to reach out to you and just say, hey, you know, I listened to the teleconference and I had this question after the fact. Could they send you a note, an email, or visit your website? What's
Yeah, there's a couple of ways. I'll give people three options. If they want to email me, it's an easy one to do is Mike, M-I-K-E, at askmiked.com. So it's A-S-K-M-I-K-E, the letter D.com. So Mike at askmiked.com. Yeah, I mean, you know, if people have questions beyond this and they want to chat for a minute, you know, they can call me, you know, 267-992-2970. And, you know, if they want to check out the MA Biz Secret Society, we're doing a thing right now for like $2, you know, for 30 days to check it out. You know, so it's MABIZ, secretsociety.com/2. And there's also a link in that handout they can click to get to that same page.
Well, we just did a teleconference. It's not going to be a secret anymore, Mike.
Well, it's a secret because it's like a small school, you know.
Absolutely, and I've heard good things about the program, and you know, I know you guys, you know, give a lot of personal attention there too. So, well, you know, that sounds great. I know that I've learned a lot about Squeeze Pages, and it really plugs into some of the things that I've been looking into over the last few months. So this is great. I think I'll certainly use it. You know, here at Member Solutions, because it's, you know, not just for school owners, it's for all companies.
Wait, have you put one up that's just, you know, totally referenced to you know, billing for martial arts schools or whatever? You know, you might want to test that against if you're buying AdWords or something, or you're doing search engine marketing to the main page. You may test, you know, some sort of, okay, what can be the hook? What can I give these people in exchange for their information? To where, you know, some of your search engine marketing or some of your pay-per-click marketing doesn't click over to your main page but just clicks over to the Squeeze page, and test that against some of your results and see what happens, you know.
Just out of curiosity, and we, you know, we try to make a habit of collecting testimonials from clients. You know, we get little things here and there, email, people telling our client service representatives on the phone, and then we, you know, say, hey, if you could shoot that over in an email, that'd be great. The marketing department, you know, likes to use it. Would you incorporate testimonial information within a Squeeze page?
Yeah, I would probably. What I'm testing right now is running them alongside a copywriting friend of mine. He said he kind of made a joke about, you know, pages that are designed to sell. And pages that are designed to sell, you know, they may have more than, say, a Word document's worth of, you know, Word document page worth of text. You know, they may tell a story. They may, you know, and I'm fairly entrenched with that. And it's worked for me in my schools. It's worked for me in this business, too. So I'm a believer that it works. But he said, you know, if that's compared to, like, you know, selling one-to-one, would you be, you know, going through your presentation with an intro or going through your, and then like just stop in the middle and say, oh, and look at this testimonial. That'd be kind of weird. So I've been experimenting with putting some audio testimonials kind of on the side of on some of our newer pages. So where you can say, okay, listen here for feedback from real clients. So that's like, you know, recorded feedback, or we'll put the written feedback like right on the side, but we won't interrupt the text. But anyway, so yeah, I mean, I think it really just goes into the whole, what do we talk about? Building trust and credibility.
Right.
Here's the video of me standing with my uniform saying, you know, I've been here for 10 years, and listen, if you want to train at my school, great. If you don't, that's fine too. What I do have for you is this. And, you know, you can take a look over to the right. These are some of my happy students. You know, so you would use it in that respect as well. So you may say, you know, take a look over to the left or the right. This is what our clients say. You don't have anything to lose. Just put this in. We'll give you the, you know, the 10 whatever that, you know, most billing companies can't offer you, or, you know, most billing companies don't tell you about, or whatever your relevancy is. I mean, I wouldn't, you know, it'd be willy-nilly for me to, okay, here, say this. You know, I'm just throwing things out there, you know.
I have a question here, which is a great question. Is there a good place to find pre-made free reports? I know that part two of the question is, does Member Solutions offer any of them? We do not, as I'm thinking right now. It's possible that we do. I just might not know about it. But, you know, I could totally see the client sits down, they're going to do all the stuff, say, okay, I'm going to do a nice little hook with a free report. And what could be the stumbling block of having them actually follow through and get it done is that now they have to create this report.
Well, I don't know if that's a – Right. I don't know if that's a lead-in for a shameless plug, but I won't keep it a secret where they can find those. We've done them on self-esteem. We've done them on weight loss. The video ones are a little tricky because I've written some cop, follow these guidelines for the video, but ultimately I want my clients to be the stars of their own show. I don't necessarily, think.
So you basically have reports. It's kind of funny because that wasn't the intention. The question was actually asked from.
Right. But, we've done them, yep. For sure. Pre-done. A lot of that's really what we specialize in, really. Like I said, I didn't know if it was a lead-in for that or not, but.
Okay. you're here helping our clients, and we want to help you as well. No, this is a question from Bob from Buffalo, and I just read the question, and I wasn't even thinking, but, yeah, it is kind of. But, yeah, so it would be fair to say that as a member of the Secret Society, they would have access to reports, and the way that you provide the reports is that they could then put their name on it as if they authored it?
Right. All our stuff, as long as someone's a member, is copyright-free. You know how that works.
Okay. So that's great. No, and obviously, after the fact, I'm thinking, yeah, that was a good plug. But we're happy to... Yeah, Mike, and I know that sometimes it's a little funny for you on your end, but you have a good program and you provide these resources to help. And let's face it, martial arts school owners have a lot going on every day. And part of why we bring you on is because we do know that you offer things that are turnkey and to facilitate it. Because, hey, getting help, and people don't mind investing in that. I mean, that's why they're clients of Member Solutions,
Right.
Believe in delegation. So
yeah, everybody does come out on top. That's the thing. When people, and what I tell people too, people tell me sometimes, Joe, they say, I'm not submitting all my contracts to the billing company, to Member Solutions. Well, why not? I might save a few bucks. Here's my recorded testimonial. Just take this and crop it out of the MP3 and put this on your squeeze page. Here's the reason, for that is because, I for years when I inherited, I didn't really inherit my school. I kind of bought into it for really cheaply when I started at 18, and I just kind of took it over. But you guys were already in place, and I didn't know anything else about doing my own billing, and I'm glad I never, knew anything else about doing my own billing. Because, frankly, when you want to grow, it's a headache. And, there was one time when I got myself in a very sticky situation with staff members and people, we've all been there, people trying to leave and take your students and all that kind of stuff when you've got other things going on. And if it wasn't for, Member Solutions, it would have been a lot worse. Because, you guys were there to say, wait a minute, the classes are still going on. This is, So, anyway, that's...
Well, that was a shameless plug.
Yeah, well, that was. I don't know where that led from, but I don't know how that has to do with squeeze pages. But seriously, every time I speak with someone from your organization, I let them know that. And anytime I speak with a client that's thinking about that, I let them know as well. But
in all seriousness, we do appreciate it. And I think that, that our clients are understanding that if they, a lot of times they have to wear a lot of different hats, and if they can take off a hat or two and put it on to an organization, whether it's a billing company or a consulting organization or whatever, and it helps their business, that's what's great. And that's what we believe in. That's why we offer so many of the things as part of our program, because we believe in networking, we believe in interaction. Some things, might not work out for someone, but we leave that up to the individual member to go out, try it, and make their own decision. And it's thanks to people like you that are out there doing these things that the resources are available. So this is fantastic. I'm going to check the log here one last chance to see if there's any other questions that I may have missed. Let's see. Bob is throwing another comment in just to say that he wants people to know not to be intimidated by Google AdWords. He was able to set up an account and create an ad campaign while he was listening to this webinar, and it was very easy. So, Bob, thank
you. Oh, there you go. There's somebody that takes action.
Yeah, there you go. That's immediate action. So we appreciate the feedback there, Bob, and appreciate all the clients that have come out to support. I want to apologize. You know, some of you probably received an email about a half an hour before the event, just to, you know, give you an opportunity to join us today, because the event, due to scheduling and some transitioning things on our end here, we were unable to announce it on Tuesday. We announced it on Wednesday, and it was still nice to see a good showing here today. The next teleseminar will be this Tuesday at 2 p.m. I'm going to be interviewing Barry Vanover from Premier Management Group, who's become a really good friend. He's doing consulting for Member Solutions, and I'm really looking forward to having our clients get to know him better, and that'll be the purpose of that event. And you guys can stay tuned, because I know that we'll have Mike back on again with us in the very near future with another great topic. And, Mike, if you want to have any final last words, you may do so now.
Well, no, you know, definitely pleasure to come on. We gave out, if anybody has any further questions, they can, like I said, contact me. And, yeah, listen to this recording a couple of times to get the concept down in squeeze pages, because it is pretty simple, but you want to at least have the basics down and just run with it. So
that is awesome. Well, thanks for your contributions and for joining us today. Mike, we appreciate it. Clients, we appreciate your support. And I hope everyone has a great and rest of the day on Thursday, a nice weekend, and hopefully I'll see all of you back here Tuesday at 2 o'clock.
Thanks. All right, Joe. Thanks a lot, buddy. Take care.
Take care.